In this program, we're going to be talking about one of the most useful skills for studying D218, and any other course for that matter. The subject is note-taking. To talk about why it's important, and to suggest some ways of going about it, I'm joined by Jerry Mooney and Esther Saraga, both members of the D218 course team and experienced Open University tutors. Esther, if I can start with you with what's probably the most basic question, what do we mean by note-taking?
Note-taking is a very central part of the process of studying. It's a way of making sense of what you're studying and keeping a record for yourself, a record that you can go back to later on, whether it's for writing TMAs, revising for exams, or for making links with later parts of the course. As students, you'll be using a variety of course materials and you'll make notes in a variety of ways, probably. You'll be using course books, which you may be reading or listening to on tape, course cassettes like this one that you'll be listening to, watching TV programmes and reading newspaper articles that you've been collecting for your resource file. And when you make notes, you may make notes on the course texts themselves in the margins, you may make notes on cards or in a notebook, or you may record notes for yourself onto a cassette tape. But however you do it, what you're doing is keeping a record. But crucially, it's not a minute or a verbatim record or a shorthand version of what you've been reading. It's a selection and it needs to be organised. And it'll include the most important or interesting parts of the material that you've been studying.
OK, Jerry, why is it such an important part of studying?
Yes, I think note-taking is a crucial skill and one which we would encourage you to develop as early as possible in your studies. It's very much about studying actively as opposed to passively. And by that we mean making sense of what you're working on at that particular point in time. I would also say that effective note-taking helps to avoid the problems of plagiarism, where you simply reproduce what others have written down in a way that is not reflective or doesn't involve much thinking.
So plagiarism is one of the key failings in writing essays and assignments, and that part of what note-taking can do for you is make you translate the material into your own words at the time. What else does it help you with, Jerry?
Well, I think it helps a number of different tasks. For example, it's helpful in preparing for TMAs. It's obviously helpful for revision towards the end of the course. And I would also say that it's helpful partly as a basis for future study and reflecting on previous parts of the course.
OK, so it's a way of beginning to pull things together for yourself. Esther, is there anything that you'd want to add to what Jerry's saying there?
Well, I'd really want to agree with him and emphasise making it an active process. It's very easy to kind of want to get through things very quickly. I mean, that's very understandable. There's a lot of course material to get through. You may feel you haven't got a lot of time. But you need to balance the desire to get through things quickly with the need to do it in a way that involves thinking about the material, reflecting on it, and so that your notes are sort of the end product of that thinking process rather than simply taking things down more or less word for word as it is in the original text. So balance off the desire to get through the material with the need to think about it as you do it.
OK, so that identifies a sort of note-taking as a focus for some tensions between speed and grasping the material. But you've both emphasised the importance of it as a process of making sense of the course material as you work on it. That's fine, but Jerry, how do we go about doing that in practice?
Well, let me say, first of all, that there's no one single way of going about taking down notes. And I would always say that the best way is a way that works for you and suits your own needs at that particular point in time. But clearly there are certain techniques which we would encourage you to try and develop during the course of the studies this year. In particular, I think you should go about note-taking initially by dividing up your work task into manageable sections. From that, it's important to be selective. And one of the ways you would do that is by picking out important words, topics, issues, arguments, what about the key debates in a particular part of a chapter, or key debates that have come across in a television programme, what are the theories, what are the themes. These are all highlighting the kind of important material you should be reflecting on through your note-taking.
I have a slightly sneaking feeling about that point that it gets ahead of where some of us might be with note-taking, which is, you've said about picking important words and debates and arguments. How do we know what's important?
I think very much it's looking for the clues that are contained within the various parts of the course. Obviously, TMA questions is an obvious point to start with, but there are often keywords highlighted in various sections of chapters. There are a variety of summary sections, areas within chapters and other parts of the course where activities are focused, where certain questions are raised, end of chapter conclusions and overviews. Basically, where you've been encouraged to pause and reflect on what you've read, that's encouraged you to think about, well, there's something important here which I might have to take notes on.
So even if it's not like reading a novel, there are ways of reading that involve you structuring your reading with sets of questions to start with.
Yes, that's right. And I think some of the ways in which people make notes in an organised way that's useful for them is, for example, to try to identify for yourself a list of key points, probably no more than 5 or 6. That's what I would imagine from a section, say one section of one of the chapters in D218. Having decided what are the 6 key points which you may get out of the introduction to the chapter or the introduction to that section, then under each of those you might put some subsidiary points or examples that illustrate what these main points are. And so in that way, you're organising your notes as you make them. And when you come back to them, they're much easier to understand and they're also much easier to remember later on. And if you're making notes on tape, you could do something very similar. Again, sort of key points and then subsidiary points. Another way that some people like to do it is to do it diagrammatically. They might have a piece of paper in which they would draw circles or boxes and put some of the central questions or themes into those and then make links between ideas in one box and another big idea that's in another box. And again, you could have little subsidiary boxes or circles that make cross links. Again, the emphasis is on some sort of pattern or organisation. There is a good example of this in the Good Study Guide, if that's a resource that you're using as well. Another way of making notes is to make notes on the actual text itself when you're reading it. You may do this by underlining keywords or phrases, but I think one of the most useful things to do is to make little notes for yourself in the margin. You might make a note which says this paragraph deals with a particularly key point, or it defines a term that you've been finding difficult. You might also write in the margin, I don't really understand this, and note it for yourself as something that you'll come back to. Maybe later on, when you've read more in that chapter or in the next chapter, you can come back and you realise, oh, I do understand it now, and then you can put a little explanation for yourself next to it. So sort of annotated notes in the margin is another way of doing it. But I think however you do it, I'd really like to suggest it's useful to switch off the tape, close the book and think for yourself, what was that paragraph about? What was that section about? Make a few notes for yourself. You can always open it again and check, have I got it right? It's a way of doing what Jerry was saying earlier, of, you know, doing it in your own words. Because a lot of students say, I know I'm supposed to do it in my own words, but how do I do that? And as I say, I think, you know, switching off the tape, closing the book is one way of trying it. And perhaps imagine telling a friend who's not studying the course, who says, what's that chapter about? And then you tell them in your own words what the main points are, because they won't want all the detail, and you won't remember all the detail anyway. And then you can make notes in that kind of way.
Okay, I think that's very helpful. Certainly, I mean, one of the things that I find useful when I'm reading things is precisely the bit about making notes in the margin, because it's a way of feeling engaged with the argument that the person writing it is presenting to me. I do write, well, yes, that's important, or I'm not sure about that, or I can't even understand how this works, or something. But it feels like participating in some sort of discussion with the person who's written it. But that's what works for me, and it may not work for other people. Jerry, is there anything you want to add to what Esther's just said?
Well, I would also like to re-emphasise that it's important to take notes using your own words, using your own thoughts in that process. But it's also important that you keep reflecting on how you go about taking notes. We've emphasised thus far that note-taking is a very individualised study skill, but once you have developed a system to suit your own needs, it will save you considerable time and effort in the long run, a I think it's important that you develop good habits, develop a formula which works for you, but also you should keep trying to rework and refine that process. And it could be that the notes that you're taking towards the end of this course are rather different from the notes that you're taking now. And what that's illustrating is your own development and your own confidence about what you're doing within the course.